Hi, my name is Devin Sawa, and I am the next guest on Screen and Beyond.
On Screen and Beyond, an inside look into the entertainment world featuring interviews with people from the movie, TV, and music industry, news on upcoming TV and DVD releases, and the rumor mill. And now, here's the host of On Screen and Beyond, Brian Zemrak.
We are off on another edition of On Screen and Beyond. This is episode 619. I'm your host, Brian Zemrak, and this is the show that keeps you updated on what's coming your way as far as upcoming new movies, remakes, sequels, and TV and movie DVD releases. And, of course, our interview segment with the guests from the movie, TV, or music industry. This week on Screen and Beyond, we have Devin Sawa joining us. Now, Devin, if you remember way back on Little Giants, okay, we've had some people from Little Giants on here before, and he was in that film, and he was also in Casper. You remember that one? Casper the Friendly Ghost and the movie, and he was at the end of the movie, Casper turns into a human, and that was Devin. And, of course, as his career continued on, he was in Nikita, and also now he's on Chucky, and he has a new movie out. Now, this interview is about this movie he's in. It's called Who Are You People? And it's a really good movie, and it's an intense movie. And we're going to talk about that coming up in a few minutes right here on Screen and Beyond. So I hope you'll stick around for that. And I want to thank everybody for joining us. And also, if you're new, welcome. While you're at it, after this episode is over, you can go back in our catalog, our reruns, as we call them, and you can go back with over 600 episodes, and we've got people you're going to remember, and some people you'll see their picture, and you'll say, I know that person. I've seen them. I remember that person. And other people, you know, they've won Oscars. They've won Grammys. They've won Emmys and everything. We've got them all, and I hope you'll be listening to those. You can go to your favorite podcast provider, whether it's Apple or Podbeam or Spotify or Anchor or wherever you get them, you can get On Screen and Beyond, and you can enjoy all our old episodes. So just go ahead and do that. We appreciate it if you do. If you get a chance, we'd really appreciate you leave a review. You know, a 5-star review always helps us get more people to listen and know about us and everything. So if you could do that, we'd appreciate it. But what do you say? We got to get right into it here because we've got Devin coming up in a few minutes. But right now, it's time for Remake Madness on Screen and Beyond.
Please hang up and try again.
Remake Madness, well, Zach Galifianakis. He has joined the cast of Disney's live-action remake of Lilo and Stitch. Now, no word on who he will play in the film. I bet it's not Lilo, but we'll see. We'll keep you informed on that. Mean Girls has a movie that was out in 2004. Remember that? And now, it became a Broadway play, and now it's being remade into a musical movie version. So it's really run the gamut here. Tina Fey will return as the math teacher, and Tim Meadows will reprise the role as the principal. And that's it for Remake Madness. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, upcoming new movies. Upcoming new movies, it looks like Regina Hall will produce and star in a comedy horror film called Brighton Bush. And Stephen Lang and Harvey Keitel will star in an action thriller called Hellfire. And Rainn Wilson and Aisha Harris will be part of the cast of Code 3. Now, this is a buddy action comedy, and it'll be coming our way. We're not sure yet when, but we'll let you know when it does. That's it. That's it for upcoming new movies. Next on Screen and Beyond, let's head down to Sequel City and find out what's coming your way as far as sequels. Sequels. It looks like the final trailer has been released for John Wick 4. The film hits theaters on March 24th. And Tom Holland will return as Spider-Man, and Marvel Studios say they have big ideas for that. And Marvel Studios also says that Harrison Ford will take over the role of Thaddeus Ross, who previously was played by the late William Hurt. That's it for sequels. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, let's find out what's coming away as far as movies and TV shows on DVD.
Thank you.
All right, movies and TV on DVD. It looks like Jenda Tartakovsky's Primal, the complete second season, hits Blu-ray and DVD on April 25th. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, prances on to 4K Ultra HD and Blu-ray on February 28th. And March 28th, you can look for Plane with Gerard Butler as it flies on to 4K Blu-ray and DVD. Megan strolls onto Blu-ray and DVD on March 21st, and Masterpiece All Creatures Great and Small Season 3 arrives on March 14th, and that's going to be on Blu-ray and DVD. And Doc Martin Series 10 will be on Blu-ray and DVD on March 21st. And that's it for movies and TV on DVD. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it is TV and Entertainment Time. TV and Entertainment Time, well, Call the Midwife has been renewed for seasons 15 and 16. And let's see, Judge Mathis and The People's Court both will be ending after season 24 and season 26, respectively. And on the sad note, each week we seem to have some of these coming up. Stella Stevens has passed away at 84. She was known for working with Elvis and Jerry Lewis. She was in The Poseidon Adventure, The Nutty Professor, the original, and Girls, Girls, Girls with Elvis. And also Raquel Welch has passed away this past week. And that's it for TV and Entertainment Time. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, we are going to be sitting down with Devon Sawa. And like I said earlier, he was in Little Giants, Nikita, Chucky, Casper. His new movie is out, and you want to catch this one. It's not your normal, blow-em-up type thing. It's a really intense, thoughtful movie. And it's Who Are You People? And it comes out on February 24th. Devon Sawa next, right here on Screen and Beyond.
Joining us today on Screen and Beyond is an actor who we have seen in the films Little Giants, Casper, Final Destination, and Now and Then. And he starred in Nikita on TV, and most recently we've seen him in Chucky. And his latest film is Who Are You People?, which releases on February 24th. It's Devon Sawa. Devon, welcome to On Screen and Beyond.
How are you, sir? I appreciate you having me.
And Devon, first off, let me tell you something. This is a very, very powerful film.
It is.
I thought it was very good.
Yeah, me too. Reading it was, when I read it, I read it much like you watched it, where I had no idea what the ending was going to be. And so reading it, it's a coming of age story between a father and daughter that haven't ever met. And they're building a relationship. And then the ending happens, and I cannot spill the ending, but that's what had me conflicted. I didn't know what to think and where to go and whether I'd even do the project, because I was so conflicted. And then I spoke to my wife and my agents and my managers, and we all had conversations. And I realized after those conversations that those conversations are important. And that's what this film's going to do. It's going to open the door to conversations. And I'm actually very excited to see what those conversations are going to look like.
Yeah. And you did a fantastic job.
Appreciate it.
Really good. And like you say, I thought the film was going to go in a different direction, and all of a sudden, boom, it's like, wait a minute here.
Yeah. It's a very well-written script, and it could have easily just been that film where it's just a father and they're trying to, and daughter trying to build a, but what makes it a special film is that we threw that bomb at the end, and Ben Epstein's a genius for doing it. So we'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
And can you let our audience know who was in the cast? Because the cast was great in this film.
Yes. The young actress, Emma Horvath, is the lead, and she plays Alex. And Alyssa Milano plays her mother, and Yardley Smith is in it. And then we have a cast of great supporting actors. And Emma is – the movie could have been two different things. It could have been, very – It could have been a Hallmark movie. If we shouldn't say that, but if we got the run of the mill actor and they just played everything safe and it was, you know, it would have been a different movie. But because Emma's so fearless and she is such a grounded, realistic actor, it that's what made the movie so special. Is she brought this this nuanced character, this realistic, young teenage character, and it felt real. Yeah. So
and the chemistry between you two. I mean, when you first meet, you just seem so angry. I don't want to give too much of the film away. I hate doing that.
I brought a little of my father. My father was a mechanic. Then that's what made me. I don't know why. I was like, oh. Mechanic. My father was a mechanic. Maybe I'll bring a little him to this. My father was a quiet man. We didn't have a lot of conversations. He was very internal. You could tell the wheels were always turning, but he didn't want to talk about it. And so I brought a lot of my father to the character as far as that goes. As far as me and Emma offset, I think she looked at me constantly like, "Are you for real? Like, are you?" Because I'm definitely not like Carl at all in real life. But it was really, it was a lot of fun jamming with her, artistically.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were drawing, you have any actual drawing talent or were you?
I don't have any drawing. I mean, the nice thing about acting is if you're in it, I believed that I was drawing amazing. First of all, the drawings were already done. So like I was just doing a little shit at the end, but I was telling myself that these are my drawings and I was, I was trying to believe that I could have done it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What about Emma? Does she have any, was she actually drawing or they had done those for her too?
She sure as hell looked like she was drawing.
Oh, you guys look convincing.
Yeah. She was good. She was doing good. I think she might be a little bit more artistic than I am.
So how did you get involved with the film?
I know that the producers and Ben had tried to go through my agency and my agency for whatever reason wasn't, being easy. And so Ben hit me up on social media said that he had a script that he was trying to get me to read. And so I called my agency and they had it and I read it. After a little bit of, I talked to Ben and after a little bit of thinking about, the project and yada, 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 I told my agents to make it work somehow. And we did. And that's kind of how I got on board. And I'm so happy. I'm so thankful that I did.
To be honest, obviously I don't see everything that you've done over the past years and everything, but I mean, I still remember you from Casper and Little Giants,
Yeah.
and this was so different. I mean, and you did such a great job with it. It's just amazing.
Yeah. It was good to play this guy. Yeah. It's good to play something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, did you enjoy being this type of character?
Did I enjoy it? I enjoyed. No, I don't. It's a tricky question. I enjoyed doing this work. I enjoyed working on this film. I enjoy the final product. I have my opinion on this particular incident, which is, I don't know whether there's coming back from it. But I enjoyed the outcome of the final product. Mm-hmm. And I think it's well done. And I think it's important. So that's what I enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the way the film, it's hard to say without ruining anything, you knew what had happened, but they didn't come out and just say it,
They didn't. They kind of leave that for a moment in the film where it just kind of comes out at a certain moment and it's now it's all on the table. So
yeah.
It's very smart.
Yeah.
Because up until that point, it's we have a father and a daughter who have never met, who are now finally starting to connect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And most films, we're so used to everything being just, fed to us. This one, it lets you determine what went on and everything that happened. And, it's just not all spoon fed to you and like, oh, here it is. This is what happened. And
right. Know. And it also ends with now, it ends at a point where now we have to discuss what will happen. What do we think should happen? How do we resolve this? Can it even be resolved? I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people screaming at the end for her to hang up the phone. And there's going to be other people saying, yeah, but what if, you know, and so that's the beauty of this film. Films like this are really, really hard to make nowadays. You know, if you don't have a bunch of zombies running around or a Mel Gibson with a gun for a day, it's a hard film to make. And mm-hmm. and I hats off to Ben for sticking with it and finding financing and getting it made, because these are the films that should be made. They're great acting pieces, great story, important messages. And so yeah. I'm glad I'm a part of it. Yeah.
And one thing, to get back to what you were saying, when this film finished, the first thing I thought of was, this should be a TV show and continue on, so you can find out how these characters grow and mm-hmm. you know, find out more. You want to know about them. What's going on? You know.
So, yeah, maybe there'll be a sequel. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it very yeah. well could be.
Well, I just love the beauty of the fact that everybody can try to kind of come up with their own, you know, what could go on mm-hmm. or I like that we don't get to answer that question. That's what, because one of the beauties of the whole thing to me was that we don't get to see what Emma's character decides to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So like you say, people should definitely go out and see this film, because it is, very now on the 24th, it comes out, correct?
It comes out on it's, you know, these films are all, they come out on, you know, you can rent it on Apple mm-hmm. or whatever. You can also go see it in the theater. So it's digital and theatrical release. And so hopefully if you can't get to the theater, if it's not playing a theater near you, you can go on to the Apple and rent it there.
Yep. Yep. And it is well worth it. Believe me, people that are listening, that this is something that they should go out and see. It's
Thank you.
Like you say, it's not one of these films where the zombies are walking around or the guys are in tights and flying around and things like that.
Yeah, it's got heart. It's got a story, and it's Definitely. Got some fantastic acting. You know, Yardley Smith, who played Lisa Simpson, really surprised me on this film. She's Lisa mm-hmm. Simpson for years and years and years, and here she comes in and she just kills it. I mean, she's done the other dramatic roles, but you forget about it, and she comes in and she just knocks it out of the park.
Right.
She's just super talented.
Yeah. And one thing when I was watching the film is I could see her playing a younger Kitty from that 70s show, the mother on that 70s show.
Absolutely. I could see that too, actually.
Yeah. When I saw her, you know, and I'm sure she does so good with voiceovers and things. I'm sure she could do the voice. So, yeah. And I, you know, she kept popping in my head every time I saw her and said, well, she could do a good job at, you know, if they made some type of sequel or prequel or whatever. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, well, Devin, I know where time is limited here, but I do want to let people know that they should be going out on the 24th. See it in theaters if you have the opportunities. Theaters need your help, and you should get out.
For sure.
Yep. And but also, you know, if you can't, see it at home if it's not in your area. So, but Devin, I want to finish up with a final question.
Okay.
Taking us away from your new film, Who Are You People? And when you sit back and relax, what do you enjoy watching? What's your favorite TV shows now and of the past? And what's your favorite movies now and of the past?
Well, now, what do I enjoy watching? Well, now that football season's over, I am ready for baseball season. I'm ready for the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. And I love a good documentary. What else? I love some of I love watching a good horror film. You know, the horror films have come such a long ways. There's some good smart horrors nowadays, and I'm all over the place. I like watching all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you turn the channel, you know, or that you can tell how old I am now, but by turning the channel, but going through the channels on TV, is there a movie that pops up and you know, doesn't make any difference how many times you've seen it, you got to watch that thing?
There's a bunch of those. Goodfellas is one of those films. Mm-hmm. Godfather, any of those old films from, you know, the 80s and 90s. Heat, like the Heat was on, I would watch that.
Yeah.
Any Tarantino film, I'm sure.
Hmm. Yeah. What about when you were a kid? What were you watching when you were a kid?
Everything.
On TV.
on TV. I had a you know, back in the 80s, I had a ABC video card and was allowed to rent whatever I wanted. So, we would go down there, my friends and I, and we'd rent any of the newest Schwarzenegger, Stallone movies, mm-hmm. Any horror movie that had the craziest box, whether it was Critters or Ghoulies or Pumpkinhead or whatever it was. We'd rent everything. We would watch a lot of movies. It was a great time to be a kid back then,
yep.
where you could just go and rent all these different shows and
yeah. Anything on TV though? Any certain show?
On TV, I didn't watch a lot of TV other than cartoons, but I was more of a movie guy. I was more of a what went into the VCR.
Oh, you know, okay.
That was what I did.
Yep.
You know,
yeah,
a lot of VCR watching.
Yeah, good. Well, Devin, thank you so much for joining us here and letting people know about the new film. Who are you, people? And congratulations on it. It's a great film. And we'll hope to see what you got coming up next.
I appreciate the time.
Devin Sawar, I want to thank you so much for joining us here at On Screen and Beyond. Hope you enjoyed that one. We were very limited on time on this one, so we didn't get a chance to talk about all the other things he was in. But like I said, this film is a good film, and if you get a chance, it's playing in the theater in your area. Be sure to catch it. If not, you can catch it, like he said, on Apple TV and some of those other places, too. I'm sure it'll be streaming, so you want to catch that. And let's see, what else... We got more stuff. We have another quick show coming your way because we have a chance to sit down with a TV icon. If you were not around in the, I think the show was on in the 50s and 60s, this was a show that every kid was watching at that time. And also on reruns, you can catch it all the time, all over the place. But it is this person is just a really what you would call a TV icon. And he's going to be joining us right off, tomorrow. So if you get a chance, listen for another episode of On Screen or Beyond coming very quickly at you. And we have more guests coming your way. If you have a suggestion for a guest, you can send it to me at feedback@onscreenandbeyond.com. And be sure, like I say, to go and download all the episodes. We've had a lot of people downloading, and that's great. We really enjoy that. And also, like I say, it will give more people a chance to know about us if you tell people about it and, whatever. If, you see something we've put up on one of the social media things, like Instagram or Facebook or whatever. If you get a chance, and you see, if you like it, that's great. If you could share it, that's even better because then it gets around and things go out and people hear about it and hopefully they'll listen to it too. So we appreciate that. Well, that's it. That's a wrap for this episode of On Screen and Beyond. So until next time, when we once again take you on screen and beyond, I'm Brian Zemirak. Take care.